With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A young man has pled not guilty to three indecent assault charges relating to an incident involving a child in January of 2025. The court has ordered that neither the complainant nor the defendant be identified. The man remains on bail with a $10,000 surety and has been allowed temporary travel for business. That trial is expected to start in October and run for 5 days. Normalina Scott Padilla has pled not guilty to a two-count indictment for money laundering. Prosecutors allege she acquired, used, or possessed criminal property totaling more than $33,000, said to have originated from the lobster pot. A second charge alleges she handled a further $18,000 during the same period, also believed to be criminal property. Her trial is scheduled for October 12th. And Emmanuel Carter Wright has entered not guilty pleas to a charge of handling stolen goods. Prosecutors alleged he possessed a black Yamaha motorbike in February 2025. That trial is expected to last 5 days later this month. In other news, the Utility Regulation and Competition Office appoints Sanjay Miles as its chief executive officer following the completion of a, quote, competitive recruitment process. Here's Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks.
Mr. Miles has been serving as interim CEO and assumes the role permanently with immediate effect. The board of directors said he demonstrated the leadership, expertise, and vision needed to lead the organization and continue advancing its regulatory priorities. Board Chairman Sam Jackson praised Mr. Miles' performance during his time as interim CEO and expressed confidence in his ability to strengthen the organization moving forward. Mr. Miles said he looks forward to working with staff and stakeholders while ensuring utility providers remain accountable and consumers' interests are protected. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
In regional news, hundreds of thousands of Haitians are faced with the prospect of imminent risk of arrest and deportation after the Trump administration officially stripped them of humanitarian protections that had allowed them to live and work legally in the United States for years. A judge on Wednesday confirmed that her order blocking the Department of Homeland Security from ending temporary protected status for Haiti was no longer in effect. This followed the controversial Supreme Court ruling in June that upended judicial review of the program and opened the door for immigration enforcement to track down and detain Haitians en masse. Enacted by Congress in 1990, the TPS protects people who are already in the U.S. when a natural disaster, epidemic, armed conflict, or other extraordinary or temporary circumstance affects their country of origin, making it unsafe for them to return home. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Tom Sanders. Russian officials say Ukrainian drone strike has killed at least 13 people, including a child, in Nizhnekamsk in Tatarstan. The city, 900 kilometers east of Moscow, is home to one of Russia's most advanced oil refineries. The governing bodies of football in Asia, Europe, and North and Central America have issued a joint statement accusing the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, of deception and placing himself above football. The three confederations make up more than half of FIFA's member nations. European Union scientists say the world's oceans outside the polar regions hit record temperatures for July. The Copernicus Climate Change Service said this was driven partly by an El Niño phenomenon developing in the Pacific and marine heat waves in areas of Europe. More than a million people have now been evacuated from their homes in eastern China as a typhoon brings torrential rain to the region. Typhoon Dolphin has weakened to a tropical storm, but is continuing to cause widespread disruption. The Democratic Republic of Congo has announced new measures to contain the spread of Ebola. All boats heading towards Kinshasa along the Congo must now stop at a checkpoint near the capital, where passengers will be screened. Police in Thailand have arrested a former member of parliament who's suspected of opening fire outside a local government office, killing an official. The man's driver was wounded in the shooting. At least seven people have been killed in Indonesia when a race car veered out of control and crashed into spectators during a drag race event. Several others were injured, some in serious condition. Kenya has submitted an official bid for the 2029 World Athletics Championships, seeking to become the first African nation to host the event. Nairobi faces rival bids from London, Rome, and Munich.